close to the Mishnah we studied earlier. Excuse me, the very last part of the Mishnah. Zuvachas min adrachim sheshomu gitinosh moshikor yavodim. So the Braisa says the Banu Tetzavet Aleph. The Braisa has Tana Rabbonon v'shloish adrachim shomu gitinosh moshikor yavodim. So that's the sugya from Tetzavet Aleph till Yudamet Aleph is to discuss this Braisa. That there are three ways in which Shechru Yavodim is the same as Gitei Noshim, and the Maskon of the Sugya is that these are Dinim Deiraisa. The Maskon of the Sugya is that these are three ways in which Gitei Noshim and Get Shechru are similar, and they are dissimilar from Shtar Kiddushin. If you have a chance, look at the Rambam Hilchas Avodim, Perek Vav, Halacha Hei. So he has a sikkim of our sugya. V'shisha devarim shavu shechruri yavodim legitei noshim. There are really six ways in which they're similar. U'bishar devarim arein kishar kol shtari. So the six ways in which gitei noshim shechruri yavodim are unique. What are the six ways? Posul be'arkoi shalakum, that we'll discuss. Sheirin be'edei yakum. Eid echod kuti tzrichin ksiva l'shem ha-meshachar atzmi l'shma, but l'shma is not distinct from shtar kiddushin. Ein nechdavin v'mchubur vein chois min eideyim el azeh b'fnei zeh, and they can only be signed one in front of the other, but that's the same thing as the din of Eid echod kuti. Echod gitei noshim v'yechot shechruri avodim shovin l'moylech ulamevi. And then the Rambam describes a little bit. So the six halachas altogether, these three plus mechubar, lishma, mechubar, lishma, what's the third? Erkois, eid akum, and chasimus zeh b'fnei zeh. The Rambam has another chiddush. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Vav Hilchos Avodim, kol ha-kosher lehovi get isha, kosher lehovi get her eved. V'ho eved mekabel get l'chaver miyad rabbi. He says that l'gavei shlichus, it's the same halachas. So that, what's the chiddush? The Rambam apparently understood that this is part of shovin la'moylech ulamevi. When we learn our sugya, it sounds like shovin la'moylech ulamevi is a din only b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. The Rambam says, no, it's a din of shlichus b'chlal. And then the Rambam writes, ve'evin mekabel get l'chaver miyad rabbi, which means that a shliach, there is a concept, l'ch'ayra v'shlich l'kabbalah, l'gabei get the shechur as well. So apparently the Rambam understood all of this to be part of shovin la meilech ulamevi. It's a broader lashon than the impression you get just from our sugya. It is the yotze mikol zeh, is that the pshat in the brayse is that there are six halachas in which gitei noshim and shechurei avodim are similar, and three of them, maybe four of them, are unique to Gitei Noshim in that they're dissimilar from Shtar Kiddushin. That's the Gemara at the top of Yudam and Aleph. That's the purpose of this grouping together. Milsa the Isa B'Kiddushin Loi Katoni. So the Chorim, just the Orim Shat, what's the point of this kind of a selection? It sounds like a random set of parameters. What's the point of collecting the halachas that are similar between get and get shechur and dissimilar in shtar kiddushin? So l'chayra, what it means is the following. L'chayra means that the midin de'iraisa, Rashi points out on the top of Tes Amud Beis, that kol d'psula de'iraisa shova shechur l'get isha. The Gemara La La is the Hekesh, Gzeres Hakosuf, Gzeres Shoveh, which compares the halachas of Get Noshim to Shechruri Avodim. There's another Xeris HaKosov that we haven't come across yet, V'yotzev HaYisa, that compares Shtori Kiddushin to Shtori Gitin. So the Pshat in this Bryce is the following. The Pshat is that you have a Hekesh. L'chayra, this Hekesh should mean that all the halachas are the same. Right? You have Lola and V'yotzev HaYisa. So the point of this Bryce is to show where the Xeris HaKosov, the Xeris Shama of Lola, supersedes or is distinct from the Xeris Shama V'yotzev HaYisa. That's Pshat in the Bryce. Otherwise, it sounds like a sort of a random collection of halachas. So it'll come out that legabe shtori erkois. So that we'll have to discuss. Taisha has several reasons why it's possible. Rashi is a chiddush that we're going to kasher it because of dina de mechusa dina, and therefore it's considered to be the debaisa parsha. In other words, that meikar adin, there is no distinction legabe erkois. It's just the way the halach is shaped. It turns out that erkois and not begitin bekidushin. So therefore, they cannot. The shtori is not acceptable. So that we'll discuss. That's the sugya on daf yud aleph, and eight kuti is a sugya on daf yud amud aleph yud min beis. So what I want to focus on today is the Tosfos on Tes Amud Aleph at the bottom, Shomul Amoylech Ulamevi, that this din de Rabbanon, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, so that is shared by Get Noshim and Shechuri Avodim. And you won't find this din legabe Shtori Kiddushin. Alright? So Tosfos raises the obvious question. He says, what is the legabe b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? So we know the two parts to it. One is the part of the Mesiras HaGet, the Amira, the Shliach having to be present B'Shas K'siva and having to report B'Fonei Nechta. That's one part. The other part is the Ne'amonos of the Shliach Ad Kedei Kach that it'll trump an era later on. So the Gemara says, and we know the Gemara says in Beis and Gemara Aleph, Mishum Eguno Kilo Rabba Rabbanon, right? That the second part of this Takona was Mishum Eguno. So Taisha says, where is the Mishum Eguno Lagabe Get Shichru? Im Tam Rabishlo, maybe Isha Rehavim Mishum Eguno, Avol Be'Eved Ma Igun Yesh. That's Taisha's Kasha. This din that the Mishnah says, Shavu l'amelech l'meivi, this din de Rabbanan, that the Braisa says, Chazal were marchiv from get noshim to shechur yavodim, the Taisva says, what's the Hezra Adover? Why did Chazal expand this din of funny nachtav to get shechur? Where is the Mishum Eguna kulu b'Rabbanan? Alright, let's go through the steps. Midinah day, right? So the get shichur is a good get. It's a good star shichur, like any other star. Right? Shema Yoicha is Yisoyin. Sorry, Rishlokish is Yisoyin. Kimisha Nechvidus and Avezdin. Good? Now Chazal, we're Misakin in all stories, Tainas Mezuyif. Legabe Shtori get Noshim. So Taisvus Machlekes Vishayim. Taisvus says that they were not misaking a Tainus Mezuyif. Elamai not Tanina Mezuyif, but if the Baal is Mara, the Baal is Mara. Right? Why were they not misaking a Tainus Mezuyif? So the Taisvus says Mishumaguna. Iran says because it's not mominous. So what's Lagami Eved? What sounds like from our Sugi Lagami Eved? So that Nakud is not spelled out. What is spelled out? That will require b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So, l'chayra, we'll finish the kifim askonas asugya. It's not related to, not direct, not necessarily, to the din of lishma. It could be according to Rava. Let's go kifim Rava. So it means that Chazal had a chashash shemayovei bal v'yarer. Right? Hamevi get shechum dinas hayom sechadal chashash shemayovei bal v'yarer. What? The bal v'yarer? No, so it's like any other star. So here Chazal said, because the Shema Yovei Baal V'Ya'arer, so we'll say Lefonei Nechtav. All right. But then Chazal said that normally that the Lechor, if this would be in Shtori Momen, so we require two Eidim for Kiyam, regular Kiyam Shtoris. So our Mishnah is pointing out, Testament Aleph, the Bryce is pointing out, Chazal said, L'gabe Yishtar Shechver, the same deal as L'gabe Get Noshim. They were not going to require two Eidim for Kiyam Ashtar. Right? That should be the Din L'chor. Two Eidim for Kiyam Ashtar. And Mikveger is a blitz. Mikveger says we should only require one Eid. Why? No? Not Dovah Shavar. Not a little bit strange Vicky Vager. No? Go ahead.
Depends on how you learn based on basic. There are two answers or one answer.
Yeah, yeah. L'chor is a little bit strange. Furthermore, it's L'chor is Chazak Yisura. It's not so posh that that's not Dovah Shavar, but also. Not so posh. So let's just figure this out. So what are we saying? Let's go straight. So the Gemara, our Gemara is saying that Chazal were misaken. They were misaken b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. L'chor, what does that mean? So they were choishesh for Shema Yovei Baal V'Yarer. All right, that's a chashash. And then they said a chilish. Right? That they're going to give them monos to one shliach. So Tosfos, and why should that be? Or has to be Shemiguna, no? To figure out why. So that's the what I want to focus on. So Tosfos has the kasha. Tosfos is bothered not by the takon for neinachtav. He's bothered by the neamonos, right? So lechayra, Vegas kasha is a very strong kasha, like Moshe was saying. Why didn't Tosfos finish up by saying, "Yeah, but it's different. Eved one is good enough." Tosfos says no. Tosfos finishes off with the premise. Then mishum aguna ikulu barabona avu be'eved ma igun yesh di mishum dosu vaschayven u'beshivchol so loy leisvem aishliach le'eved get zeh shev nina sayom v'layoser b'shivcha. The Tosfos says, what is the igun over here? He can't marry anybody. Right? He can't marry a shivcha. Because he claims that he's a ben chayrin, he can't marry a bas chayrin because they're ma'ara the get. So he'll be end up mamish and igun for the eved. The same thing's igun for nisha. So Tosfos says no. In that case, Chazal should not have made a takana of ne'amonos. They should have made a different takana. Don't give the get. Instead of saying b'fani nechta b'fani neftam, say nobody should give a get. Have maybe get dinas hayom al yitain. And do you mekayim it? Kiyam Ashtar? It's a strange kasha, no? That was the whole reason. It was bothering Tosfos. Maybe that's taki the igun. So instead of having, so Tosfos says no. There's a better solution. He should stay in Eved. Who tells him not to have? No, it's a kasha in that. That only works according to Rabbanan. And according to a mayor, he could be Meshuch already. Bechlal Akasha. He says, Zoch Lomashel Befonov. Could be Meshuch already. But it's from more fundamental Kasha. Why? Because Pashto says, Befonov, that's when you only say Vishas Mesira. So if you're going to tell me that Zoch Lomashel Befonov, and he's Meshuch already, how can you make the Takana Bechlal? How can the bechlal be a takana? If you're going to say there's a, so that you have to be metarot, so that you can construct a shliach lailacha. No.
Can't
consider the created situation where someone considers to be a zechiya?
Slow.
You say that the created situation where Mamela wouldn't be a zechiya anymore because now you're stuck.
One second. Say it again.
If
there'll be an error, you're saying being a kabbal a getchen a mekuyim is not a schos. That's what you're saying.
If they raise their standards, they require to be mekuyim.
Once Chazal said, once but you're making a lot of assumptions. No, shemayomi abal v'yarer. The baal's ma'arer. If the baal is in fact ma'arer, right? So then, if you assume it's only a psul drabbanon, then right? If you assume it's a psul deraisa after error, so then that's me'etzem adin, right? So then if it's me'etzem adin, so Chazal then the chance to be misakin it, no?
But they're misakin that until he's in a kind of though, they still stop.
Yeah.
So then at that point in time, before there's an error, there's already a frame in no man's land, so that itself wouldn't be a zechiya.
Yeah, but it's not a zechiya mitamba. Because Shem Yoyev Al Viyavar.
Because Chazal said you couldn't get married. For practical reasons, not because you sort of.
So then it became, then no longer became a zechus. Could be, go ahead.
Why can't
you
say the cases that the
Adam said,
I don't want you to be free?
Yeah, you'll have to say, he constructed Shlech Lech. Yeah. You'll have to give an Akimta like that. That this is an Akimta to the whole din, but it's not so partial, because it means the whole din of an Enach and Enach Dam is for the unusual case, for the not Stam case. Yeah. But that'll be the etzim takana over here. Over there, that'll be nisbach.
This is the only place where it's kind of shy.
Can we just say that that in a case where a bar is sending, another one is sending a get shirka to like from the nation, since it's transversing a great distance, that there's gonna be a long time in between when the shia receives the get to when the time that Evan actually is aware of. But when he's being set free, so therefore, isn't this a chus of the Eved to be set free 3 days before he actually knows? Because in the meantime, he's going to be over,
Be echim you say that maybe the.
So it isn't a chus for
him. I didn't see that. Sarachin, okay. You're saying that shlichus. Mimdina Sayyam is not subject to Zachalam Shavafanov. Now look around. See if such. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Rashi on the Testament Day seems to be saying that even the Rabbanim who say that Jeffrey Abadim is Choshvar.
Yeah.
So it's only as a Chos Legabi that the Baal can't be Choser, but
yeah,
he doesn't have to get Shifra until he.
Yeah, correct. Maybe Rashi's going to be Chos later on. It's a very difficult Rashi in a Chalam. It's a very difficult Rashi. We'll come back to it, Mr. Shem. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Because the mayor is the first day in
Mishnah,
and until now
it's
been open.
You have to, yeah, it could be the Mekim according to a mayor in a Chalam. These are the possibilities. But that means, again, that means that we're saying that the point of here is that we're saying that the whole Takana. But for the next time, will end up being just according to a mayor.
Yeah.
Right? That's the little
mechudish
thing.
Okay, Mishmara says that in the course of a mayor, there are four, so obviously,
yeah. So well, they're showing him to say that the four is shloiker, is kashitas or mayor, but loiker or mayor. They'll have to fix it up that way. We're showing him to discuss it. Yeah.
No, I'm
not
exactly clear what he said, but the mayor does say it's a case where it's always peerish, that he doesn't want it to be. He doesn't want it to be a schos for a mirror. He doesn't want him to go. He said he doesn't want to be shukr until he gets
there. He's an ekimta. He's my ekimta in that kind of situation. Yeah. So again, all of these point out, it's a little bit difficult. All these point out, shavul lemoylech ulemevi means that Chazal, according to everything we're saying, it's going to be some kind of ekimta. The b'fonai nechta, of a get, what we're focusing on. The b'fonai nechta of a get, shukr. So, l'chayram, it's going to have to be some kind of unusual akimta when you're going to have such a din. Now, unless you say a bigger chiddush. Unless you say a bigger chiddush, that the b'fun nechta of a get shichur is shlei b'shas of asira. Right? That was Tosfos' insistence on what Haman based. That's Rishat, because of Yachzer Veyitei. Maybe there's a straighter way. Maybe it's Glaich. Chazal Misakein, Fanei Nechtav. So who said they had, that the Fanei Nechtav has to be Shas Mesira? Because of the din of Shliach. So anyways over here, if it's going to be a little bit different because it's the it could be that there's a forced Shliach Kabbal. And it's again just a too speculative to work out. Either it's going to be that the din of Fanei Nechtav is going to be by some kind of an Ekimta, an Ekimta like Rav Meir, an Ekimta that attack is no longer a Schus, an Ekimta that he created a Shliach L'Hayilocha that'll be Moisel Yachazman, some kind of an Ekimta. We're going to have to say a Chiddush that the Fanei Nechtav, Vishtar Shichver, need not be B'Shas Mesir, which tries to entertain the possibility. That's all. So now, Tosfos says, but that's Legabe the Mefanei Nechtav. What about Legabe the din of Ne'emonos of the Shliach? Emnu Kibetrei. So the Gemara says, Mishum Iguna Kulubar Avonon. So Tosfos says, where's the Egon over here? So Tosfos says, the Egon is going to be the Choshev Egon. Hoda Osu Bevas Chayrin. Umashe Einoi Mezchaye Bemitzvahs. Right, so this is a wide machlekes Rishonim. How to answer this kasha? All Rishonim ask this kasha: where's the iguna? Where's the iguna over here? Where's the mishum iguna kulu v'rabbanon? So you have mamish terutzu mikotze lakotze. Ramban lechayra holds. You can look at this Ramban, but I believe the Ramban is saying in one day the Ramban that einach enami require two edim. The Enochanami for Nechtam is the taka, two parts of the takana, and Chazal were not misakein ne'monos kebei trei legabe get shichur because that doesn't apply. So the chora that certainly is a very strong ha'ora against Rabbi Kiva Eger's approach. Kiva Eger says funk for keret that maybe there's no requirement. He was a very sharp mahalach. He says maybe there's no requirement for two edim over here. Why? Because it's not a davar shebe erba. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that's pshat all the Rishonim asked the kasha. Why it says that a get isha is shove l'shichuri avodim sfakeret. Right, they get the daf test, and it says zuachas min adrachim sheshove gitin noshim l'shichuri avodim sfakeret. It's shichuri avodim don't get noshim. So all the Rishonim asked the kasha. So Shalom say, don't get so nervous about the Lashonis. They say it in different ways. But they say, the Lashon is okay. Right? Different disguise. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, I'll give you a much better Mahalach. Because by Get Shichur, Me'ikra Din, we are being Seimich on Ein Echon. Because not Dovah Sheva Erba. So Chazal were Mashva, the Din of Ein Nechtam, in Get Isha, to the Din of Bifanei Nechtav Legabe Get Shichur. Get Shichur is the Iker Adin. Get Shichur is the Iker Adin, and only one it is required. Get Noshim is already a Nisbach to the Iker Adin, and they're required to Shimigun Kul Rabbanan. That's a Pelet Dikir Miki Vegev. First of all, maybe he learned faster than us. So we learned, they spent so much time until Daf Tes. It's hard for us to swallow. We've been learning the Nisbach. So he learned much quicker, so maybe if it wasn't so hard to swallow. The Vaidev Tas, he's still holding by the Iker Adin. Could be. But Pashtos, that's the way we're saying, all the Rishonim don't say that. All the Rishonim say that Get Shichur is the Nisbach, it's the addition to Get Isha, to say that everything, turn everything on its head. That's very, very difficult. L'chayra, very difficult to say. It's a blitz of an idea. And L'chayra, the Ramban's against it. Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't have the Ramban. L'chayra, if you read the Ramban, it sounds like in the first day of the Ramban, that Taki required to aid him. Ve'ikol le'medak, the Ramban has in the Mamasal Shavu Gitei Noshim. Ve'ikol le'medak b'shechuru yavodim neboye shnei edim. Da bein le'rava bein le'rava gavi isha mishumaguna kilu ve'evet leko le'mei marochi. And not only that, but the Ramban is machazik the kasha. What's the kasha? How can you strengthen the kasha? No. Right. Because the test of it base, Then the Gemara says that we only have igun lagabe get noshim, lagabe mekarin, accepting these kind of strange chasimas.
Is that in Rabbi Akiva Eger's arguing with Tosos that there is no egon by Shechar Avadim? Because in order, has the setup work? Really, by get Shechar, you only need one, and you need to find Nefta, and then you're learning get from that. So we're saying, Bishim, by
okay, get, correct. That's why I think it's a Shechar Akiva Eger. I think you're right. I think Rabbi Akiva is against.
He's arguing with Tosos and that there is no egon by Eved.
Yeah, if he doesn't put it in those terms. But he says that he doesn't say that he's chalek in Tosfos. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you can, if you wanted to, you can patch up Rabbi Akiva Eger, because you could say that Tosfos has on Bezum and Aleph, the bottom of Tosfos, the Mishumi Guna, there's no Tainus Mezuyev. So you could patch up Rabbi Akiva Eger that it's not Mamashkin against Tosfos. But you see from the last Tosfos also, Kivega thought that he could retire to Akasha better. It sounds like Kivega and Echanami. I think it's different approaches. In Rabbi Kivega's Tkufa, it was okay to retire its Akasha of Rishayna. It's a different Mahalach. In the Litvish Mahalachim, in the 20th century, so that's a different style. The Achronim held that if you mitaritz kasha v'shanim, so that means that you got it wrong. That's a rai against. Now it's a different halacha. Vikivegus mitaritz kasha v'shanim. So he thought that was a good teretz, right? So in a chadami, what I'm suggesting is that what you're saying is that it's hard to makabel. Vikivegus approach over here. Yosef, you see that. The Ramban himself didn't entertain that. Now, what Josh said before may be accurate. It could be that it'll depend on how one learns the Lishonos on Bezum and Bez, whether that's two Tirutzim or one Tirutz. It's possible. But in Echanami, the Ramban over here says that it could be required to wait him, black and white. At the end, is Inami. Kevon Sheminu, there's another teretz. But the first teretz is the Ramban says Enachanami that Shavul Amoylech Ulamevi means that there'll be a takonis before Nachtav, but it will not mean that there'll be nemonos of the shliach kevei trei, because the Ramban says there is no igun lagave avodim, and the raya there's no igun is a betesamid beis inami. Kevon sheminu begitei noshim heminu b'shechrurei avodim. So now the Ravan goes mikotza lakotza. First mahalach is enachanami. There's no egon and there's no nemonos. There's no new nemonos l'gav b'shtar shechur. Mikotza lakotza. Kevon sheminu begitei noshim heminu b'shechrurei avodim. Why? Shelo nachmir bekal yoisim imachamur. Einachanami, says Ramban, there is no igun lagabi shechurei avodim. What was Chazal's motivation to be mashve shechurei avodim to gitei noshim is entirely to be consistent. Says that it would be inconsistent to make shechurei avodim a mochomer dekedin. Then Gitei Noshim. It would be inconsistent that if the Baal Zmar Lagabi Gitei Noshim, so we'll say, no problem, the Monos of the Shliach. And Lagabe and Eved, I would add the following, but it may not be Mukhrach. That once Chazal were Mesakim Bafani Nechtav, Bafani Nechtam, so it would be inconsistent then to say, the Bafani Nechtav on Lagabi Get Noshim is going to trump Nira Baal. And the Mefani Nechtav, the Shechurei Avodim, will not trump the Rabal. There's reason for that. There's no reason to give greater nemonos to the Shliach. In Achanami, Ramban says, he can't have such an inconsistency. Kevon sheminu b'gitei noshim, he'eminu b'shechurei avodim. So I think what it means is, once Chazal Mesakin, Mefani Nechtav, Legabe gets shichur, So it couldn't be that they get that the funny nechtav of a get shichrur is going to be more chomerdik than they get than the befani nechtav of the get nosh. So that's a chiddush what the Rabban is saying. It says in the mahalchim of Chazal when Chazal are misaking nalochas. So apparently there's so much in the same parsha, so Chazal could not be misaking an inconsistency. It has to be a. It's like it would be a chuchat tlula b'dina derabbanon. So you have halachas like that. That's mikotze l'kotze. One situation, one teretz Rabban says, "Ein achanami, Chazal were not misakein nemonos for no reason." And then mikotze l'kotze, it's not mishum iguna for technical reasons. For Chazal to have consistent halachas, there's a similar halach by the Rashba. Similar in that it's not. Based on Asvara, the Rashba's Lashon. Give me a dike in the Rashba. It just sits there. In the Dibra Hamas. Dibra Hamas Hoketoni. The Rashba slipped in a Lashon like this. The Ikra Begitei Noshim. U B'Shechru Reyavodim. Mishum de iska shlagite noshim, hu de yeshvu aysum chachamim l'chol dineim. And the Rashba and L'chayra has the same kash as the Tosfos. The Rashba says the same thing. L'chayra is bothering him. So the Rashba's teretz is that hayoyis there's a din de raisa of lolam of hekish. So who the Yeshua Isum Chachamim L'chol Dineim? Therefore, Chazal's Takkonis through Cain Deiraisa to get Takkonis. But it's L'chor at the same area as the Ramban. That Me'etzim Adover, we shouldn't have such a din. So the only question is it to maintain an inner consistency? That's what the Ramban would say. And the Rashba says to make a Cain Deiraisa to get din. And our Tosfos is in the middle of these shittas. Our Tosfos says no, there is a din of iguna. Now the Tosfos is not mekabel that it's shaykh to say that there'd be two edim, and Tosfos holds it's not shaykh to say that Chazal would give the emonos in order to be consistent or to be mazre their dinim. Tosfos is mechadesh that this is mishum igun. Yishloimer the choshev igun. How the osim bevas chayrin, umashe einay mischayev bemitzvus. Why the Ramban, the Rashban, and the Kabbal this igun? Mishum iguna kulo rabbanon. Good. What do you mean? Because the Gemara itself says there's no igun legami avodim.
Yeah.
That's the Rashban. It's also an eisen akasha to Tosfos. How will Tosfos mitaretz that kasha? Gemara itself says that there's no igun legami avodim. That's why av shechruy avodim. So not mekarin lefneim. No, what's the teretz? Then we should have already said that they're a chiluk. What's the chiluk?
Get people in order.
Because you have another solution. And how and the gabi to get isha?
No, to get isha, it's already after it was written. It's already after you sent it. And plus, it's you have to solve in dina sayim. You have a problem with dina sayim.
No, it's the same issue. It's before it's been sent. The gabi get nashim. It's the same thing.
But in the end of the day, there aren't edims with the kind of the kind of the gift from somewhere else.
The achreich to give the get is greater, right? In other words, the achreich to have the get given legabe noshim, so that the motivation to give the get is mishumigun. We want the get to work. legabe eben, there's no motivation to get to make sure the get shichur gets given. So the Mishum Iguna is different. That's what we should point out. The Mishum Iguna on Testament Beis, not the same Mishum Iguna. Mishum Iguna on Testament Aleph, the Mishum Iguna that we've been working with is that a person will be in limbo. So the Rishonim point out there are two ways a woman can be in limbo. One is she can have a get, which is a yotza love error, so she's stuck. Or she can be living in Eretz Yisrael, her husband's in Chutz Laretz, and her husband wants to divorce her, he can marry another wife, she can also be in limbo that way. So she's not in limbo halachically, she's an Eish Ish halachically, but practically she's in limbo. When it comes to an Eved, so an Eved, if he has a get shichur, and it's a questionable get shichur, so then he's in limbo like an Isha, can't get married. Right? Elamai Tosfos says we never have to get to that, because the other kind of in limbo, no, that's not so terrible. That's what Tosfos, that's the Habamim, that's what all we shouldn't seem to accept. To be in limbo, being an Eved, sublime in an Eved, no, he was an Eved last year, Jesus, he's still an Eved. Right? So what's the Echrech? He should be in Eved. For a woman not to be an Eishes Ish and not ever have her husband, so that's a form of Egon. But for an Eved, so his Baal's not around. So that's good. So he's a guy. He always was a guy. He's still a guy. He was a guy who had a master, and now his master's in Chutz Laretz. That's Gvaldin. So what's the Hechreyach? So all the Rishonim hold, that's the Sugya and Testament Beis. There is no Hechreyach, they give the get. So you want to avoid an Eved being in limbo, so don't give the get. So however this is going to be structured, so that the Fani Nefer Nefer will work, it means that we're not following that it's a din of Zochel Lod. However it works, right? But the idea that there is a Hechreyach to give the get, that an Eved can be in limbo, the idea that he could want to marry a Bas Chayrin, that he could want to be Chayiv and Mitzvahs, that's Tosfos Chiddush. And L'chayra, the Gemara is against that. That's like an Eisen Akasha to Tosfos. That's goof, what the Gemara says, that's not the Mishum Iguna. So it's Takapella. Tosfos is difficult in how he Yishomer the Choshev Igun. None of the Rishonim have a that. So the Gemara says, "No, go ahead."
No, I was just thinking to suggest maybe we could say Adrava that the reason that Tosfos says that the ego exists by Eved is because it's maybe even a stronger type of ego in that, as compared to Isha, there's no real downside to being Meshachar as Eved. By Isha, we have the Gemara at the end of the Sefer that says, you know, Mizbeach more loved the most, and something like that. So, if anything, we would say that we have more of a motivation for the Shekhar Torah. Because there's no downside.
There's no downside to what? To the end?
If anything, there's an upside that
So, therefore, what?
So therefore, Tosfos has the right to allow this egon to exist because it's an even stronger egon
than the Gavi Isha. So the Gemara is against that, and the Rishonim assume the Rishbah, the Ramban, I think there's also that if he wants to divorce, if he wants them to divorce his wife, and we don't give him the ability to do so, so that could be more painful, right? That can be more painful. Practically. It is what Benji is saying that Chayim discuss, that there's a mitzvah loylevim tavoidu. It's a little bit, also a little bit pella. There's a mitzvah to mishabe the Eved, not to let him go free. So Elamai, again, you have to make some kind of an akimta that this was a situation where the Eved, with the Baal, where it's mutter for the Baal to mishachar. There was a situation where it's mutter. Or a situation where since he wrote the get already, so it could be that the get is already as a din of being mafkir abdi. So he'll be hefkir dini mumnes, but he won't be mutter visurin. So that could also be a situation. In other words, he wrote the get already. Let's say he wrote the get. And let's even assume for a moment that he worked it out in such a way that the get is not chal. So now, this Eved can now be in limbo. Why is that? Because if we say that the Ksivas HaGet has the same Halachas Shichver as being Mafka, Makar Avdai, Shmuel's Din, so now we talk of an Eved who's in limbo. Because he's Hefker, so he doesn't have an Odin. He probably is Osir B'Shifcha, I'm not sure, probably Osir B'Shifcha. But he's also not Nichnas Tachas Kanfi Yishchini yet. So he's not a full Goy, not a Jew. So it could be that that's what Tosfos is pointing out. Tosfos could be pointing out, this could be that we could be Metarvitz all the Kashas. If we accept this idea that our Kosev Shtar Shichver, and he worked it out in such a way that it's not chal yet. But the etzem ksiva shtar shichur could already be a form of being mafkir. So then what Tosfos is saying is that in that way, shav the choshev igun. What's pshat the choshev igun? And we can no longer say, don't give him the shtar. Tosfos says, the yesh mishum leilisva shliach le'eved getzeh le'yosef b'shivcha. Tosfos holds that even if this is correct, even if it's correct, so Tosfos holds he could still marry a shivcha. Right? As Tosfos says, he can marry a shivcha. Maybe Tosfos is pointing out that if a person is, that if you have a process, and a person gets stuck in the process, so maybe that's a din of ego that Tosfos is referring to. Go ahead.
He's not stuck. He's
married Shivcha. He's not stuck with Gavi that one Nakuda. Because Tosfos can marry Shivcha. Yeah, Tosfos is clear he can marry Shivcha.
What else is there?
Tosfos Chivim Mitzvah and Bas Chayrin. He's in process.
That he didn't have until now either.
He didn't. Right. Shaila is whether that's what Tosfos means. Mishum ego means that when a person knows again, what's the kasha? What's bothering us in Tosfos? Number one, Tosfos is mechadesh a din of igun, which is unlike other forms of igun. Right, that's number one. Pashas igun is that the woman is stuck; she can't get married. That's pashas of igun. So Tosfos has a tremendous kasha. Where is the igun lagabe in Eved? An igun that will allow us to be given them bonus. So other rishonim say menachanami. It's because of a consistency chukatuluf takonis derabbanon, because in came they rice of an hanami. He said there is no such thing. End of the story. So Tosfos holds, no, Tosfos' teretz is we can find an element of igun lagavi nevet. Right? So where's the igun? And then the kasha becomes stronger because the other rishonim, by digging their heels in and saying there is no igun, that's the Gemara in Testament Beis. And l'chayra, the Gemara says there is no igun lagavi avodim. Goof at this idea that we want to make it easier for the Eved to become a shuchmer. The Gemara says that's not igun. To make it easier for an Isha to become a Gerusha, given that she's already that she has a get biyoda and there's an error, nope, that's an igun. So it's difficult in Tosfos, because he's mechadish this idea of igun, and number two, l'chor goes against the Gemara. Go ahead.
According to the Sara that Rabbi said before, that the ksiva could be a form of hefker.
Shichur, yeah.
So how can Shmuel,
hefker, okay, yeah.
How would Shmuel's din work? Shmuel's saying, I'm after Abbas Yatzel Chirus, Vein Sara get shichur. I never have to give a get shichur. So when I go to get shichur.
So that would be by a formal, by a real formal hefker, then we'll have to say that.
L'chor. How can Shmuel's din and
hefker? L'chor, you have to say along those lines, yeah. Yeah. That's a real formal hefker. Here, he shows and he wants the shichur to take place by the get.
So be two types of being, you have to come on to two types.
Yeah. Something along those lines. And a chanami. And a chanami.
Miyayish is different. I'm sure some idea that his miyayish wasn't exactly mafkir.
Maybe she was what?
Once he was miyayish from that, it wasn't exactly mafkir. And miyayish, maybe it's out there. That
same thing, no?
Right.
Well, he's saying yiyush would require a get off of the geshichur.
It would require, but maybe still in the meantime, so he says, Uli Tosos, he would have said that's the tragedy, that since he was miyayish, mele he's aser and shivcha, mele is aser and both, aser and shivcha.
He's also a shivcha, but
right. Then he's not going to work ketosis, but then.
Why?
Using Shmuel's din, but not taking it all the way.
No, the Chorotes is holding. It's very tough. The taste is very, very difficult. It could be that we should leave it difficult. But it could be that Tosfos is the following idea. That when something is, that there is an egon, there's an egon of something being in process. A person knows that he's supposed to become, Meshuchma is supposed to become Chayv and Mitzvahs. So, having the get, that's Pshat Yeshlam, the Choshev Igun, just like by an Isha. What's the Choshev Igun? So by an Isha, we have two halachas of Igun. One is facilitating the Gerish to begin with. That's Testament Beis. And the other is that once the get is in motion, to make sure the get will be Chal, to make sure she can get remarried. Right. So maybe Tosfos is saying that pshat and igun ain't a chanami. There is no igun legabe eved that says we are trying to facilitate the shichur. No such thing. For carrot, it's also to facilitate to be shachur and eved to be tlasei elim tavoidu. So it can't be that there's going to be a takonas chazal that'll facilitate shichur. However, maybe Tosfos is saying the following. Maybe Tosfos is saying is that the din of Egon should not be defined as that the woman is stuck, that she can't marry. The din of Egon should be defined as that a process was begun. And then at the end of the process, she's going to become muteris. And now the process has been stalled. So Tosfos says that kind of negun you can find the Gabe in heaven. And that would explain why, if that's correct, because what's the etzem din of egun? The etzem idea of egun is that a person's stuck. The idea of egun is mishumiguna kulmar abonon. It's not that she has a certain amount of tsar because she can't remarry right now. A person who's in a Rachman is not a person in a bad marriage also can't remarry. Right? The etzem idea of Egon is that she is that the fact that she's in limbo, the fact that she does not have control. She can't move, she can't budge. So Tosfos was saying, if that's the problem of Igun, then you have Legabe Eved also. So we're suggesting, Tosfos says, well, just don't give the shtar. So we can answer one of two ways. Either along the lines of Pnei Yeshua, that once the shtar was written, L'chorva, this is even stronger than Pnei Yeshua. Because what we're saying is that once the shtar was written, once the shtar was sent, So the Baal is miyayish. Or you could say it practically. That Hayoyis, that the Eved knows that if he fixes up the shtar, so then he'll be muteris b'mas chayrin. The different. So Hayoyis, that he knows that's being held out for him. So not having that available to him is a mishumiguna. That could be the. What Tosfos is pointing out over here. That's Pshat and Shavu, Gitei Noshu v'Shachur Yavoda. So we're going to finish up that the Rambam seems to have a slightly different mahalach over here. Slightly different. Because the Rambam's Nusach, again, we'll point out, look at it later on, there's Watzim Medaik over here. The Rambam's Loshen and Hilchas Avodah and Perek v'Malachahei. B'shishu Devarim Shavin, Shechuri avodim legitei noshim. Uvishor devorim arihen kishor kol ashtoris. Ve'eluei nashisha. To listen. And then, The last one is Echad Gitei Noshim V'Yechad Shechuri Avodim Shovin LaMelech Ulamebi. So you have to be a daik in this Rambam. The Rambam should simply say Shovin LaMelech Ulamebi. What does the Rambam have this uses the Nusach of the Mishnah and the Brai say Echad Gitei Noshim V'Yechad Shechuri Avodim. And then the Rambam points out, as we pointed out before, that Moilech Umevi is a broader term. It does not just mean b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Shomen la Moilech Umevi is kola kosher lohavi get isha, kosher lohavi get o eved. And ad kerekach sam din of Shluchu Kabbalah. The Rambam says even more. The Rambam says v'keitzad shomen b'moilech Umevi. The Rambam says Hamebi get Beretz Yisrael, ain't Zerach Lomim Fonei Nechtav. Ubuchut Sloret, Imeid Eidim Mitzvim Likayim Boi, and Yisrael Fonei Nechtav, Zeu Kiyu Boi. Imbo Odoin Uvi Irer, Eid Mashgichin Boi. And then he says, Kishem Shur Yishu Atzma Meviyo Gita, Ve'ena Tzrich Likayim Boi. So too, Ha'evet sheshtashich or yeti mitachas yoda ain't a tzarch lekayim boy. Ukeshem sheisho yimeres before inechta, before inechtam. Kach ha'evet sheibi get v'omar before inechta, before inechtam neeman. Aloi say derech v'in tzarch kiyum. So the Rambam's lashon of echad of ha'shavin la'melech ulamevi. And that the Rambam is marich to teach us that prote dinim, in which they're similar, the isha shemevi, eved shemevi, kolakosha lahavi. L'chori, there's some other din. Shom l'moylech ulmevi, according to Rambam, also includes dinim deraisa. Kolakosha lahavi get, kosha lahavi get eved. It's not limited to the din derabbanon. So it's possible that in Rambam, the Rambam holds that get noshim and shechuri avodim, there's an additional din, in addition to having certain prati dinim which they're similar, agave erko isakom and lishma and mechuber. All because of the drashim lola. So apparently Rambam holds that there's an additional din legabi shlichus. Kol kosh lo viget, kosh lo viget eved. And apparently the Rambam, this may be the way the Rambam answers this kasha. It's too speculative to know, but it's possible. And that's what the Rambam holds, that Chazal maintained the din. There's some din that shlichus legabe get isha, and shlichus legabe get shichur is the same. So that's what the Rashba says. The Chazal maintain that din and the din of the Rabbanon as well. Why would I suggest this? Because the Rambam's lashon is keitzad shomin. So maybe get shichur beretz Yisrael ain't tzarach loyim. It's a funny thing to say. How do they shove it? Well, shlichus eretz Yisrael, there was no takana. It was strange. And then at the end, call a kosher lovi get. Kosher lovi get evet. The Sacharei din deraisa, not a din derabbana. So why is the Rambam including din deraisa din derabbana? And then the Lashem. Ech tinashim, ech shem revadim, shavon lamayilchul maybe. What's shavon lamayilchul maybe? So our Gemara, shavon lamayilchul maybe means b'fani nechtav. In Rambam, it's a different din. Shavon lamayilchul maybe means hilchas shlichus are the same. So that's what has to conclude in this Rambam, that the Rambam understood that this that shlichus legabe get shichur get noshim is the same. V'meila Chazal maintained the nemonos, the special nemonos of shliach. They maintain legabe get shechur. Special nemanus of shliach was limited to maybe get michutz l'aretz. So that could be what the Rambam focused on. If that's the case, so again, it would be mitaris as kasha. The Rambam would say it's taken out of the nigun, like the Rashba says, it's not a nigun. It's a yois that there's some din that the shlichus is the same. So the Melev Chazal expanded in the monos of the shlich legabe get isha, so it applies to get shichur banim as well. Okay, the main thing is to see, I think, the difficulty in this Tosfos. The Mechudishlik idea of Tosfos.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how we explain why not go there and say Ahakita Nashimah?
I would suggest that. Yeah. Okay, please go right to now.